Cars of the Future, page 114.
It's 5 o'clock and you've finished work for the day. You exit your office building and cross the parking lot to your vehicle. Its bright green paint and aerodynamic curves make it look more like a colorful tropical fish than a car. As you drive home, you look up and see several flying cars move through the air above the crowded highway. Suddenly, a triangle-shaped three-wheeled vehicle passes you. While this scene seems like something out of a science fiction film, this is the future of cars. These cars may be here sooner than you think. The idea of flying an automobile to escape highway traffic is a driver's dream. This is not a new idea. Over the past 90 years, there have been at least 104 flying cars, but none have succeeded. One company, Terrafugia, however, has successfully invented the first rotable aircraft called the Transition. The Transition works because it both flies in the air like an airplane and drives on the ground like a car. It has an aircraft engine but runs on automotive gasoline. It has two seats and folding wings. The Transition can change from a car to an airplane in 15 seconds. Though it is unlikely that the Transition will be seen in the near future, it's exciting to know that modern ideas may soon change the way cars are built. Another vehicle we may see in the future is the XR3. The XR3 is a three-wheeled vehicle shaped like a triangle. The point of the triangle rests over the single rear wheel. Its unique shape and shiny silver exterior give the car a futuristic style. What makes the XR3 so different is that it can be built at home, and you don't have to be an automotive expert to build it. Clear instructions and materials can be bought from the designer. Known as a personal transit vehicle, the XR3 holds one person. It's a hybrid car that runs on both electricity and gas and gets 125 miles, 201 kilometers, per gallon, 3.8 liters. The XR3 is designed for people who want to save fuel and build their own vehicle. For this reason, the designer is confident that the XR3 is the car of the future. The car company Mercedes has developed a car called the Bionic, modeled after a tropical fish, the boxfish. The cutting-edge design is a result of the company's effort to make a more fuel-efficient car. One reason some cars waste gas is that they produce too much drag. Drag is the resistance an object feels when it moves through the air or water. The higher the drag on a car, the more fuel it takes to move the car. The streamlined boxfish produces little drag as it moves through the water. The Bionic imitates the aerodynamic shape of the boxfish and uses 20% less fuel than today's standard cars. This helps the Bionic's engine get 70 miles per gallon. Mercedes does not plan on making the car available to the public in the near future. However, the Bionic shows us that by using nature as a guide, cars can be extremely fuel efficient. While these three vehicles may only be prototypes now, they inspire the next generation of cars. In the 21st century, we have already seen a shift in car design. It's not uncommon to see hybrid electric cars on the road. Cars that run on alternative fuel sources, such as liquid natural gas, ethanol, and biodiesel, are also becoming more popular. As car designs continue to evolve, we may soon see vehicles like the Transition, the XR3, and the Bionic on the road or in the air. Perhaps one day in the future, you'll fly in a car with your grandchild to an automobile museum. You'll both be amazed at the old-fashioned cars that we drive today.
This is the end of the audio program.